Very exciting times for Straightlink. We've been acquired by Ignio, which is a great investment in the future of our people, of our business, of our customers, and for Tasmania.
What led to the sale? Did it need to happen, or did it just happen?
No, Straightlink and our current owners, Allegro, have been planning the sale for a number of years. We have worked very hard over the last year or so to get ready for a sale. We've struck some long-term deals in the Port of Burnie, some long-term deals in the Port of Melbourne. We've invested in our ships and our people and our assets, and now is the right time for Allegro to sell. And we're very excited with Ignio taking up the opportunity to take us forward as our new owners.
How long has Allegro owned the company?
Allegro's owned Straightlink for around 4 years. Straightlink and a number of other assets were acquired by Allegro from Toll Logistics, and now Allegro's peeled Straightlink out, and we've been acquired by Ignio.
So tell us what's been happening in those 4 years. What have you done to the company to improve the services across Bass Strait?
Well, the services across Bass Strait have always been critical to the success of Tasmania and the Tasmanian economy. Since being acquired by Allegro, Straightlink has been rebranded. This is the old, what was called Toll Tas or Toll Shipping in the past. It's been rebranded to Straightlink, and it's been carved out of Team Global Express to be its own standalone company. Equally, in April this year, Straightlink acquired Team Global Express's logistics business in Tasmania, and that's now been integrated. So we are now an integrated logistics and shipping business providing services into and out of Tasmania.
And Jeff, can you tell us about Ignio, the new owners?
Look, Ignio is a large global infrastructure investment company. They invest in assets such as shipping businesses. They invest in roads and tunnels. They own part of the Brisbane Airport, for example. And they are a long-term strategic owner, and they will take our people and our organisation forward, which is very exciting for us.
With any change of ownership, our staff may have concerns about their jobs. Any problems there?
Look, Ignio is a long-term investor, and to be honest, what they've bought is a great organisation with great people, and the people are Straightlink. We employ over 1,100 people, 500 of which are in Tasmania. We employ everything from ship's crews to, you know, cooks and captains, stevedores, forklift operators, drivers, of course, lots of maintenance staff. And this investment by Ignio is a great example of their ability to take our organisation forward. There are no current plans to change anything around our people and the way we work, and that's a great indictment of what Ignio has acquired.
Will you remain in your position, Jeff?
At the moment, Tony, I've had a great engagement with Ignio, as has the whole leadership team here in Straightlink. At this point, it looks like I'm working forward with Ignio, which I'm very, very excited about. They'll be great owners. They will be a great board, and they've indicated that they're here for the long-term continued investment and an exciting future.
Our guest on the Country Hour is Jeff Grubner, the Straightlink Chief Executive Officer. Straightlink now has a new owner, and it's subject to the regulations, isn't it?
It is subject to a few regulations. There's the normal things that these processes must go through. There's ACCC approval, obviously. There's the Foreign Investment Review Board to go through. We see no barriers in those parts of the process being completed. We expect that sometime in April, May or June, we'll be through all those processes to complete the sale.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned a bit about the company, Straightlink, and sort of the employees, the numbers, et cetera. We just think normally, you know, there's a couple of boats that go across Bass Strait, but yeah, really, what else have you got?
Well, it sounds so simple, doesn't it? A couple of boats going across the Bass Strait. This is a end-to-end integrated logistics business. So to give you an example of the scale and how important this business is to Tasmania, a quarter of a million containers go across the Bass Strait in Straightlink, which is almost half of the containers and half of the volume that comes in and out of Tasmania every year. Going south into Tasmania, everything that someone buys on a shop shelf whether it be raw materials for construction, for manufacturing, for agriculture, whether it be equipment, cars and utes that go into car yards that people buy, it all comes through StraightLink. Equally, going north across the Bass Strait to the mainland or to the world, we support agriculture, aquaculture, chocolate, dairy products, livestock, indeed everything that's made in Tasmania and that goes out of Tasmania, half of it goes out through this business. Ignea has seen great value in this business, in the people, in the assets, in the customers, and they're here to invest for the long term.
Now, it's a busy, busy time of the year, especially over Christmas. We had a little bit of a problem last year with one of the boats not being on the water, but how are things looking now?
Well, I'm looking out my window now, Tony, and we are busy, which is great. Of course, we do a fantastic job in supporting all of the people in Tasmania. And whilst we're busy, we are coping with all the volume as it's coming through at the moment. But what happens over Christmas, Tony, is that up until Christmas Eve, it's busy and then it stops for 3 or 4 days and then people start sort of waking up in January and the volume starts to come again. There were some disruptions across the Bass Strait late last year with some vessels going out to be maintained. Of course, StraightLink took the decision at the time to bring in a replacement vessel. So the StraightLink organisation continued to operate its two vessels 6 days a week throughout that period. And we were really proud of that service and the support we gave to our customers across that period.
And Jeff, you're talking about the new ownership and the prospects for the future. Are there future plans that you can tell us about at all?
Well, the future plans for StraightLink is to continue to support the growth in Tasmania. Now, Tasmania's got a lot going for it, whether it be stadium, whether it be agriculture and aquaculture. There's a lot happening in Tasmania and we're excited to grow with and continue to support Tasmania. This business has invested a significant amount of time and effort in developing its people, in developing its long-term positions in the Port of Burnie and in the Port of Melbourne, in putting two great vessels on the water, in bringing the logistics organisation together, and we're really excited to grow with and support Tasmania as it grows out into the future.
And I've got to ask you about the freight equalisation scheme. What do you have any thoughts on what should happen there?
Oh, we have contributed to the process of review for the TFSES. Of course, as a shipper, we don't receive any benefit from the TFSES. That goes all to all the producers. Our feedback to the review process has been predominantly around ensuring that the rate of the TFSES keeps pace with inflation. And that's been the strong message that we've given to the people conducting the review of that scheme.
All right, Jeff, thanks for your time and all the best to yourself and the workers of an organisation that's so vital for Tasmania, StraightLink. Have a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year with the new owners.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's a very exciting time for us. Our employees are excited. We're excited. It's going to be a great new year, and I wish you and your listeners a safe and happy Christmas as well.